Playing well, two gold legal, third trade there, just where do you kind of see his market slip for him tonight?
I don't know, it was, we had pretty good control of that game, to be honest, and then just the puck started going in the net. We had the first couple, we had pucks on our stick. We don't get clears, and maybe to get a bounce or two, but probably created that. Third one gets deflected, fourth one power play, all of a sudden it's 4-2, and that kind of overshadows a lot of good things we did for most of that game. But 3-6 kind of leads to an offensive goal. It's just a lot of time that we kill it eventually. One more goal, and you're just getting up there by power play right now, so it's a little bit of a special team struggle for us, but it's just one of those you look up and it goes from 2-0 and 5-2 and then you never look up.
How mentally tough this group has been, especially this year? I mean, in that sense, even though there might be some circumstances with the goals and the bad bounces, but that would be like kind of spiral like that in the third.
Yeah, well, you don't see that happen too often, and it hasn't happened to us too often. So, it's going to happen once a year. You never want it to happen, but tonight.
What does it take to just kind of halt the little skid and reset?
Yeah, probably the word you just used, reset. That's what we gotta do. You just can't. You lost a couple good win streaks like that, and then maybe take a breath, and all of a sudden you think you're looking ahead like at playoffs or something down the road, but gosh, that's still 18 games away. There's a lot of runway left, and we have close to clinching the spot. Just some details in our game are slipping. And it's unfortunate because this result kind of overshadows what had been a pretty good game up until the last 15 minutes.
You had a 26-game stretch where defensively this team couldn't be scored on, but these last four, 21 goals, can you pinpoint defensively what is kind of slow?
When it's not going well, you can look at a lot of things. But it's kind of gone south as a group. You're not sitting here saying, well, it's goaltending or it's special teams or it's the penalty kill or the 5-on-5 play. It's kind of a collaboration of it all right now. It's a group. Through some ups and downs. We've gone through many more ups and downs this season. We talk about our struggles in the first part of the year. We were growing as a group, played some darn good hockey for a long time. Now it's not quite working for us. Why are you saying that? Look at where we sit right now. I like where we're at. We just have straight out some things in our game.
When a team does go on a long stretch of success like it did have, and you lose that first one, it does tend to be a dip. Did you see enough tonight when the result is there where it's maybe trending to go back up?
I don't know. I saw a lot of really good things in the game. Like I said, the special teams hurt us, and I saw a lot of good things tonight. And, when Snowball got pushed off the hill, it just kept rolling, and we couldn't stop it. And there's been a lot more good things than bad. But the alarming amount of goals we're giving up right now is becoming so we need to dig your heels in and gotta get back to work. It's gotta start at home first.
Point vision on both the goal and the assist there.
I mean, they were hustle plays and they were working like that. They were just to make plays, that's what they did. Goals were better than that. Like I said, we got to that point. We locked that game down. Obviously, we did not.
Good thing. Good job, Brandon. Thank you.